It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Come here. What's the story with Shannon? Meself and your doll were thinking of a weekend in Kerrydale at the end of August. Not a dirty one, no, like. We're together 14 years. The only time we've a bit of action is if there's nothing good in Netflix. I might get back to you with a separate question about that another day. Anyway, herself priced up a hotel break with food and pints factored in. And I says, come here, you'd buy a pub in Lanzarote for that amount. So then we said we'd go to the Canaries, but it's too late to fly from Cork, seeing as Dave decided to shut down the airport for a few months, just in case any of us managed to escape, like. The old doll then said something you should never hear from a Cork person. Why don't we fly from Shannon? I says, well, for starters, you'd have to go through Limerick. And they had flags out saying, no all Ireland, no airport, your total goals. So, Audrey, is it possible to get to Shannon Airport without driving through Limerick? Don't you, Donnie? Blackpool?
My nephew spends all his time on Google Maps, but he still hasn't managed to find his way to a job. I said, how would you travel to Shannon Airport? He said nervously, hashtag scary Clary.
It's getting vicious on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who were disappointed to hear you didn't get the vaccine. It all started when Fifi underscore White Range Rover brought up the biggest issue in all our lives at the moment, where to find a flat white for over €4, because anything less than that is a bit carrigaline. Fifi said, we totes have to be seen in the best cafes after the school run, and there is talk of a place near Douglas that has put its prices up to separate the wheat from the chaff. Laura underscore serial entrepreneur said, doesn't work for me, biatches, because that's indoor dining and I'm not vaccinated. It's all just a whiz to control our free spirits. Well, you could have heard a pin drop in a WhatsApp sense. Actually, Kleena underscore look at my cheekbones sent a gif of a pin dropping, but that didn't change the fact that Laura is dead to us now. So, like, how do we actually banish her? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin and said, how would you treat this Laura? She said, I'd shun her in public. I said, for health reasons. She said, no, for she's only from the Douglas Road reasons.
Hey dude, I have a trust fund that's worth more than County Sligo, but you wouldn't know it by the way I shout, shame about the rebels la, there's always next year, at our gardener, who's big into Hurley, or whatever they call it on council estates. Anyway, there's this really hot babe in my tantric samba class, she's from Slovakia, or is it Slovenia? And we've a bond, cause I just take people as they come, rather than prejudging them for coming from a poor country. I suggested we take our relationship to the next level. She said, I only date guys who are creative. I said, I sell fried chicken and sushi out of a horse box. She said, that sounds like a business started by your dad, which is true, and now I'm sad because she looks like a supermodel. I told my buddy Brian with a Y, and he said, dude, write a few children's books, just make sure they have a feisty girl and a timid hedgehog who turns his life around. And I'm like, dude, you should start a boutique consultancy called Ideas by Brian with a Y. So Audrey, can you organize a publishing deal for me there pronto? 6 figures, make it 7. Ed Ballantemple.
I rang my friend who works in publishing and said, is there any money in children's books? She said, loads. I said, why? She said, so parents can pretend their children don't spend all day playing Minecraft.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Balladesmond. There have been a few strange faces around the village in the past few months, and not just the strange faces you see on the crowd from the Kerry side of the border. The faces here belong to people who read one article in the Irish Times under the headline Sophisticated Brain Boxes Moving to Rural Ireland for Simpler Things in Life. And all of a sudden, you have people from Dublin asking Rena in the post office if she sells fermented mushrooms. I met a fella called Gordon yesterday on a cargo bike. And didn't he ask me if there was an art house cinema in Balladesmond? And I said no. Maybe try Skerty Glen, they're fierce pretentious over there, just to get rid of him and his fecking perfect looking twins. Anyway, there's a bunch of them after forming a protest group to stop a local rooster doing his cock-a-doodle-doo at 5 a.m. Their slogan is, shush, dude, we're trying to do yoga here. Did you ever hear the like of it? Would it be ethnic cleansing if we sent them back to Dublin, tell me? Rosaline, Balladesmond.
It's not just Dublin. My friend, Straight Talking Sandra, left a perfectly respectable house in Ballinlock for a doer-upper outside Boher Buoy. I said, how are you finding the locals? She said, I just follow my sense of smell.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.